Blog Talk Radio.
January 29th, 2015, for Sean Daly on TV, and we're here on Blog Talk Radio, a little impromptu show. It's been a while since I've done a show here, but I'm back here to talk what I'm watching on TV. My opinions, those the views and opinions expressed by this host do not represent those of the management staff of Blog Talk Radio, because my opinions are very strong opinions about the state of TV. I like what I like, and I don't like what I don't like. I like high concept series, some series on sci-fi I love, some series on sci-fi I don't love. So it's my opinions only, and it's the way I want to do it. So this is we're off and running. What I'm watching lately on TV, of course, tonight is the big premiere of Fortitude. Fortitude, of course, is on tonight on Pivot. Fortitude stars Stanley Tucci, Michael Gambon. Great cast, Richard Dormer, an all-star cast, one of the biggest star-studded casts in cable TV history is taking place right now on Pivot, called Fortitude. It's a mystery series set at the Arctic Circle, a small little town, of course, something happens. Twin Peaks meets The Killing, basically, I think, and it's excellent, excellent, so hope you watch it, Pivot. Pivot is airing this Fortitude on Pivot. Also, 12 Monkeys. 12 Monkeys, I think, is great. It started off a little. I wasn't sure because you know these movie follow-up series. I was not sure about, but I like it. I mean, it's taken a couple episodes for to cue in here for me, but I really do like the miniseries, and it's a great cast. Going back and forth, I got to find the Army of the 12 Monkeys, Jennifer Goins, and she's is she dead? What's going to happen to her? Cassie and Cole and everything else. So it's a great series unrolling on sci-fi. I'm even starting to like the second season of Helix on sci-fi. The first episode, like, oh, no, all this jumping around. I think they had to do that in the first episode of the second season, kind of set the table for us, basically, as viewers. It's done very well. I think the second episode was fantastic. What happened to Alan Farragut? Is he dead? Is he? What's going on? And so it's a great mystery what's going to unfold here, what's behind these people getting sick and everything else. So we look forward to see what happens on Helix in its second season. What else am I watching here? I'm watching Don Lemon talking to Kevin Costner. And let me see what else am I watching. Ascension. I loved Ascension. Of course, it has not been renewed for a second miniseries or Greenlight as a series yet. But watch Empire. I really do like Empire. Taraji P. Henson, just a great job. She is chewing the scenery of every episode she's in. She makes Joan Collins look meek here when she was Alexis on Dynasty. She is a great character. Jamal is wonderful. He stood up to his father, Lucius Lyon. by being gay and that song. He goes, you know, at the end of the episode last week, he says, I'm going to take down that empire. Good for him. Andre's a little himbo, isn't he? He's sleeping around the lieutenant mayor. Any skirt that wiggles at him, he pulls his zipper down. It's amazing. And Rhonda got a little kinky with him last week. Call me her name. Lieutenant Mayor Ramirez, whatever it was, amazing. It's amazing how the whole show. Terrence Howard does a great job as Lucius. Taraji P. Henson as Cookie is great. And Hakeem's got a mommy, a woman. It's an older lady he's sleeping with. When's that going to unravel on the show? Who knows? Grace Geely does great as Anika Gibbons, who's with Lucius. She's trying to put up with Cookie. She goes, you know, this is my house. But then Cookie sits in her seat at the table, at the other head of the table. She goes, you can sit there next to your daddy down there. The great back and forth between all these characters is awesome. The music is pretty good as well. So I really am liking Empire ABC. Empire on Fox. Another good series. What else am I watching? Let's see. Marvel's Agent Carter, which is fantastic. Only 8 episodes, but it's a great series. And just everything they're doing is it's amazing. How they brought in Howard Stark in there. He actually betrayed Agent Carter. He has a vial of Captain America's blood and all that to clone him. You know, how else does he show up in the Avengers movies? And I don't know. But I mean, just saying, it's amazing. Haley Atwell does great. The good period set in the 40s. I thought it's remarkably well done. James D'Arcy plays Jarvis, Stark's butler, and also Peggy's assistant. I thought that's excellent. Chad Michael Murray, who thought the kid would grow up to be a great actor on Agent Carter. He plays Jack Thompson, another great character. And Daniel Sosa, played by Enver Kujoshak, it was on Dollhouse. So it's a solid cast, The roommate, their girl lives down the hall, so she's some kind of agent as well. So all this is cooking up. Dominic Cooper does a great job as Howard Stark, like a Howard Hughes type of character, womanizer, playboy, billionaire, and all that, like a Bruce Wayne type of character, basically. But I am liking Agent Carter as well. Resurrection. When I did that time jump on their season finale, which I firmly believe is the series finale, I don't believe they're bringing Resurrection back. From what I've been told, the Resurrection is done, at least on ABC, so we'll see. They kind of, when you do those jumps and you have the season finale, it kind of lets you know when they're not, you know, see how things basically are set up, I guess. It's when they jumped a year, all in all, I mean, Margaret and all that, and save and Henry and Fred and everything else and Jacob and everything else. Yeah, I thought it was a great season/series finale is Resurrection. I've yet to watch Sons of Liberty. I'm waiting to watch that. Also waiting for I'll watch the second half season premiere of The 100. Curious to see how they get along with Clark after she basically stuck the knife in Finn and killed him. I thought for sure that. I saw some scene at the beginning where she's seen images of Finn around the town, Camp Jaha, but apparently that was just her hallucinating. We'll see how that goes. I watched the season premiere of The Americans, too. And I also got the Allegiance starting, which is NBC's basically version of it, I believe. So we'll see what else. And that's it. So let's go around to anybody else want to call in. You call in 646-915-9925, and we'll talk about what you're watching on TV. Annabella, what do you like 12 Monkeys? I can't make sense of it. Well, I had watched it a couple times. I got it. Cole came back in time to stop this virus from going out and wiping out half the earth, basically. He even said, he told Cassie, you're dead. Everybody's dead. He finds her watch. Skeletal remains in that first episode. So it's amazing how it's jumping back and forth in time. I always say give us new series 3 episodes. I love this kind of time travel. It's agonized time travel. Cole comes back. He's in a bad shape when he time travels. Unlike Journeyman, he just wakes up and he's fine or gets a headache and goes away. But we'll see what happens as we go along. Also, I had some clips, sound of 12 Monkeys. I don't know if it's going to play because I said another file I set up and on Block Talk and didn't turn out very well. Let's see how this sounds, shall we?
In 2043, Dr. Jones and her gang of eggheads try all kinds of egghead stuff to find out what is the army of the 12 monkeys. Jones discovers a vital clue.
The symbol appeared in a mental institution.
And before we know it, she's making travel plans for Cole.
I'm sending you to 2015. I want you to track down the patient in room 248.
Cole hops into the time gizmo and lands in... North Korea. Wait, did North Korea just hack the future?
Do you guys have any idea what you're doing?
Well played, North Korea. Well played. Anyway, the eggheads figure it out, and soon enough, Cole is in a mental institution in 2015, where he starts to show the first real side effects of time travel.
You have no previous history of psychiatric treatment?
After a quick interview...
Who are you?
Cole meets totally batty Jennifer Goines, daughter of now-deceased Leland Goines.
You mean to tell me about the army of the 12 monkeys?
Instead, Jennifer starts to jabber on about something called the Night Room. Could be sexy.
Man...
Could be not sexy. Just like in his last trip to 2015, Cole finds himself being shot at, only this time it's by the tall, creepy dude that smells like jasmine. Did I mention that in between all of the time jumping and the cray-crayness, Cole took a moment to reconnect with Cassandra Raley? Smooth-talking Cole jumps back to the future, where he explains the whole crazy plot to Dr. Jones and the Eggheads. When to next? For more info on Cole's time travel, jump to 12monkeys.sci-fi.com.
There you go. There you go. Excellent. Here's the second clip, audio clip from 12 Monkeys.
In episode one, our hero Cole time jumps from 2043 to 2013 to stop a deadly virus from destroying the world.
Soon.
When Cole lands in 2013, he kidnaps Dr. Cassandra Raley.
About 4 years from now. Most of the human race is going to be wiped out by a plague.
Starting with a hello would have been nice, but maybe time travel affects the part of the brain that controls manners. To add insult to injury, Cole gets himself shot and has to time jump again. But before he does...
2 years from today, Philadelphia, John Adams Hotel, find me.
He tells Dr. Raley to meet him in the future. Somewhat improbably, Raley keeps her promise to meet a man who claimed he was from the future at a hotel. And in their attempt to stop the virus, Cole kills Leland Goines, supposedly stopping the apocalypse in its tracks. There's some crazy watch magic.
Closely.
And Cole hightails it back to the future. Back in 2043, Jones wants to know why she's still stuck in a post-apocalyptic bunker.
Mr. Cole, did you find him?
He sure did, but killing Leland Goines didn't work. The virus has still destroyed the world. Turns out the real bad guys are someone or something else entirely.
The army of the 12 monkeys.
When to next? For more info on Cole's time travel, jump to 12monkeys.sci-fi.com.
There you go. There you go. Again, a fantastic two episodes. Great recap of the first two episodes of 12 Monkeys. Done pretty well. You see, 12 Monkeys, from last I checked, was doing better than Helix was. Helix is in its second season. Let me see here. Let me look real quick at the ratings. So I don't know anything. I do have an idea I want to talk about in each program, but I bounce around. Somebody asked me what the ratings were. I'm going to look for it really quick. Somebody asked me about Sleepy Hollow. I thought Sleepy Hollow, Frank Irving's back. Trying to figure out what to do with Frank and everything else. I thought it was very good as well. A little karaoke with Abby and Ichabod. I thought it was a great episode. The painting thing was creepy as hell. Great episode of Sleepy Hollow. Let me find the ratings real quick here. Sorry. I got distracted by a question. Sean, we missed you on Blog Talk. Welcome back. Hope you stay. I will, I think. Spreecast was fine and dandy for a while, but then they started charging, and an episode of mine is hidden away. I mean, it's I don't know. Yeah, Block Talk's always been my home, and always probably always will be in some form or another. Let me find it real quick. The ratings for that's right, download ways. Let's find it really quick here. Helix 697,000 viewers. That's not good at all. 12 Monkeys 1.104 million viewers according to Showbiz Daily. So Helix, I don't know if Helix is like 6. That's not good. And 12 Monkeys doing pretty well, 1.1 million viewers. So again, sci-fi is rebuilding its credibility as a drama, for serious sci-fi drama. Got its hit Ascension on a few weeks ago, and now you have The Expanse coming, which I'm looking forward to. It's gonna be huge. A saga show, which probably should go on in front of or behind 12 Monkeys. And we'll see what happens with Helix. If I was a betting man right now, I'd say Helix won't be back for a third season. Just my opinion. Unless sci-fi has got so many shows they're working on, I don't know if they have room to put up with a lowly rated series. So who knows? Who knows? Let me chat real quick again. There you go. So that's for the ratings. For also Agent Carter. I would imagine Agent Carter is somewhat safe to come back. They said they like to have to come back. The producer of the show, she said she like Agent Carter to come back for maybe 8 to 10 episodes. Sounds like a good idea. It gives Marvel's Agents of Shield a break. Maybe it should be a summer series. Maybe come up with something else to span the gap there with when Agents of Shield is off for the holidays and taking his mid-season breather. Maybe Agent Carter would be better as a summer series. I don't know. But the detail and the period they're in is just terrific. You know, Agent Carter is still male chauvinist area in the late 40s, and the American agents are all treating her like she's go get some coffee, answer the phones. Now that she is a big part of the war, Captain America. They say, oh, you're sleeping with Captain America and all that. So. Anyway, let's find Agent Carter's ratings. There we go. Let's see. Wednesday. Let's see. Let me find it real quick. Agent Carter. Well, I'll find it. Let me see. Tuesday. Let me find it real quick here. Agent Carter. Hopefully it's doing better. 4.6 million viewers, which is second behind NCIS. Again, it's a rerun. It's in the New Orleans show, but 11.72 million viewers. So pretty good against the onslaught of NCIS. Absolutely. Also, Anna Gunn has been announced. Of course, we know we love her from Breaking Bad. She's announced. They announced according to the Hollywood Report, Anna Gunn's going to be the co-star of the Criminal Minds spinoff. So we look forward to seeing that. Gary Sinise, of course, be the star of the show. Anna Gunn's going to be the star of the co-star of the Criminal Minds spinoff, another Criminal Minds spinoff. That's another show I will not be watching. I don't like the cop shows, the Criminal Minds. I don't like the CSIs. I'm sorry, but I just don't. So I won't be watching that. I'm sure it breaks their heart at CBS. No, I'm not watching their. I do watch Under the Dome. I watch The Extent. They just announced that Jeffrey Dean Morgan's going to be on Extant in the second season. So we'll see what happens with that. Let's go to the news. Other news. 402 is great if you want to watch it. No, it's recording right now. I'll watch it when it gets done. So I can, I'll watch it at my leisure, as they say. TV news here. Well, Fox picks up a pilot starring Entourage's Kevin Connelly. It's a comedy from the psych creator. Jeffrey Dean Morgan cast as a series regular alongside Halle Berry and Extant. As I said before, they're rebooting the whole series. Pretty much. Halle Berry is pretty much the only one coming back, and a couple others. Her husband's going to be on the first couple episodes. We have her searching for her son, basically. Here we go. According to Variety, Jeffrey Dean Morgan cast as series regular on Extant alongside Halle Berry. We all know him from Magic City on Stars, who I interviewed, and that's coming back as a movie, believe it or not. Make a movie out of that series. It only lasted two years. Well, yeah, that's more than they did for Jericho. You got that right. It's true. From Elizabeth Wagmeister, Jeffrey Dean Morgan has been cast as a series regular on Extant. Molly Woods. Morgan will play J.D. Richter, a cop of the future and bounty hunter, described as a reckless, hard-drinking womanizer whose life changes when he meets Molly. Sums up the character, right? So we'll see what he's going to be doing on Extant in the second season. Are you excited for Extant? Yeah, why not? I liked it. I thought it was a good series. I mean, it's not as sci-fi as people would want it to be. This never was supposed to be a sci-fi series, in my opinion, only supposed to be a drama about a woman who was an astronaut, came back, and her life's turned upside down, and a little different. I look forward to the second season, see what they do on this. So we shall see. Hold on here. So I'll see if obviously CBS has faith in it. They wouldn't be going through trouble rebooting this series unless they don't have faith in it. Barry's asking Sean what do you think of Supergirl. CBS will go ahead and break this as a series. They'll put it on the summer months. I can't see this airing anywhere else except in the summer months on CBS. Hello, this is CBS, the CSI Network, and all these other Scorpion and all that. They're not going to make room from move all those heavy hitters out of the way for Supergirl. That'll be in the summer. That's a summer series. Mark my word, it's a summer series. What else? Let's see. Bradley Cooper. Now, what are they doing with these movies? CBS. CBS, I love you, but good grief. Variety's reporting that Bradley Cooper's Limitless drama pilot picked up at CBS. Elizabeth Wagmeister. Bradley Cooper is heading behind the camera for CBS's drama pilot Limitless, based on a 2011 movie with the same name. Limitless follows a man discovers the mysterious drug NZT and is coerced into using his newfound powerfully drug-enhanced abilities to solve weekly cases for the FBI. I'm not watching that one either. Why? I read somebody picked up a pilot for Rush Hour. Rush Hour, making that into a series? Really? I mean, come on. You got to get some creativity. And I know they picked up a Code Black as a new medical series. Good for them. But please, why on earth are you picking up these movies, movie series, series based on movies? Yeah, they rarely work. And they did the same with Beverly Hills Cop with Eddie Murphy. That never went anywhere either, and they picked it up. Whatever. Not my network, obviously. Let's move along. Let's see. Now, this looks good. It justifies Graham Yost and Noah Wiley developing a pre-World War II limited series at FX. Now, this sounds like it would be a home run, in my opinion. Let me see. And hold on. I got too many windows open. I still have my technical issues. Yes, I know. Sean, you need a producer. I know. I've been a producer for how many years now? Justifies Graham Yost developing a pre-World War II limited series. I don't know why they use limited, because if the ratings are through the roof, that limited series will be unlimited. True. Justified showrunner Graham Yost, who Justified's wrapping up its run this season. Noah Wiley, which Falling Skies is coming to an end. I think The Librarians is not going to be picked up either, or for a second season. This series we call Those Angry Days, a focus on the period between 1937 and 1941, as war spread across Europe, while isolationist forces in Congress and elsewhere railed against the prospect of America coming to Britain's aid in the fight against Hitler. Let's see. CBS newsman Edward R. Murrow is said to be a character in the series, as is Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Noah Wiley is believed to be on board to play Morrow. Well, that should be interesting. Can't wait to see what that looks like. Much like The Man in the High Castle on Amazon. That's a fantastic pilot, which should be made into a series. That's fantastic. This what if you know, the Axis powers won World War II, that the Nazis and the Japanese divided up the United States and everything else. The Jews were hiding under their assumed names, everything else. It's an incredible escaping this what if apocalyptic era. So I think that should be a series. I think this will be a home run for FX. Not really, that's not a what if, but this is a pre-World War II, you know, sit you behind the scenes of what happened before World War II, before America was, you know, entered World War II, basically. So should be excellent, I think. And CBS ordered the two pilots, one's called Cold Black. Also, they greenlighted a comedy, which we'll forget about that. Black, which is set in the busiest emergency room in the country, Los Angeles County USC Medical Center. Cold Black follows the ER staff as they confront a broken system to protect their ideals and, most importantly, their patients. CBS has been looking for, so has the other networks, been looking for a medical series. CBS forever has been looking for a medical series. Nothing they've had really worked. Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, arguably, was that a medical series? Was a Western. She was a doctor, so... but not since what? Since what on CBS? Trapper John, MD, was the last successful medical series on CBS? I think so. Well, no, Chicago Hope, was that on ABC? No, that was one, Chicago Hope and the other one. What's the other one? ER. ER was on NBC, so Chicago Hope was on CBS. So that was a hit for them. But they have not had a hit medical series since that. NBC is going into well again with... Chicago Med, a spinoff of Chicago Fire, and also that spinoff of Chicago PD. So they're going to the well for a medical series, and CBS is looking for their next medical show with Code Black. So we'll see if that works or not. So I wish CBS well with Code Black anyway. So let's move along. Let's see. What's this say? Let's see here. The digital audience ratings, according to Variety, Nightly Show, which is... Larry Gilmore's show has done very well. I saw two episodes. It's funny as can be. He picks up he's not exactly Colbert, but who is, really? Digital audience ratings, Nightly Show trends, countdown to The Vampire Diaries and Arrow. See, the number one broadcast shows and the digital ratings, which is a combination of content resonating and, the most across Facebook, Google+, Instagram, Tumblr, YouTube, and Wikipedia combined. Number one is The Voice, two is Glee, three is America's Got Talent, from January 19th through Sunday, January 25th. Fourth is Supernatural. What? That show's been on for 100 years. Anyway, they put in their false teeth yet, Dean and Sam. I think that was the episode they put their false teeth in, wasn't that it? I think it was. Fifth was America's Funniest Home Videos. That show even still on the air. Six was Empire, which I agree was fantastic. The battle for control over the Empire and Cookie and Lucius and the murderer. Last night did the sting at that funeral on the show last week. Vampire Diaries was seventh. The Simpsons was eighth. Ninth is Arrow. Tenth is Allegiance, which has not even premiered yet, yet they're doing real well in the social media. On cable and streaming, the top shows were, number one is Top Gear, two is Key and Peele, third is The Walking Dead, which is not back yet, but they're still ramping up the social media. Fourth is Pretty Little Liars. Fifth is Game of Thrones. Sixth is Dance Moms. Seventh is WWE Raw. Eighth is Impact Wrestling. Ninth is Practical Jokers. Huh. And tenth is Untold Stories of the ER. Whatever. Trending, King of Nerds. Who the heck is that? The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore is second of the trending. And The Royals is third. The Royals is E's new series with Elizabeth Hurley, which I'm looking forward to. They already renewed it for a second season, so... That's almost like, I think it's supposed to be like a royal version of Dynasty. You know, the beautiful people and their lives are all screwed up, basically. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that's all about. I don't know about the rest of you, but it should be pretty good, I think. Let's see, what else? Twitter, TV ratings, let's see. Twitter's ratings, well, if it opens up, which, man, here we go. Number one, this is January 19th through January 25th. Number one on the Nielsen Twitter ratings is the State of Delusion that President Obama gave last week. 2.598 million tweets. Number two is the Miss Universe pageant, 665,000 tweets. Third is the Screen Actors Guild Awards, 252,000 tweets. Fourth is The Bachelor. Fifth is WWE Royal Rumble. Sixth is the Pro Bowl draft. Seventh is WWE Raw. Eighth is American Horror Story Freak Show, 139,000 tweets. Pretty Little Liars is ninth. Tenth is Empire, 250,000 tweets. So pretty interesting. So that's the Twitter ratings. So something to keep an eye on, see how these shows are doing on social media. Katie Holmes, she's joined Ray Donovan season 3, which should be pretty good, I think. I don't have Showtime. I'm also going to drop HBO. I hate to tell you that, HBO, but you know, DirecTV, your prices are going to look pricey. So I'm going to drop HBO, bring my fee down, and also get Netflix. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, I have to be. Anyway, HBO has ordered a musical period drama from Elton John and True Blood creator, which would be Alan Ball. It's called Virtuoso, a period drama about musical prodigies from True Blood creator Alan Ball and Elton John and David Furnish, which is Elton John's husband. Set in the 18th century Vienna, the series follows a class of musicians from all across Europe at the prestigious Academy of Musical Excellence. Peter MacDiese worked with Ball in 6 Feet Under and True Blood, will star in the pilot. MacDiese will serve as executive producer alongside Ball, Elton John, Furnish, and Steve Hamilton Shaw. Oh my goodness, a lot of people. The cast of musical students includes The Imitation Games, Alex Lawther is Batista. French actor Francois Seville from Rosemary's Baby is Isidoro. British actor Nico Mirallegro from Upstairs Downstairs is Franz, and on and on. They start filming this spring in Budapest. Interesting. We'll see how that goes. What else? Oh, here's CBS ordering the Rush Hour drama. Why on earth are they doing that? They got enough shows. I need digging into these movie titles. Anyway, CBS orders Rush Hour drama pilot. Cynthia Littleton of Variety wrote this. The pilot, with comedy writers at the helm, CBS's spin on Rush Hour is sure to keep the comedic tone of the original 1998 New Line feature and about a stoic Hong Kong police officer assigned to work a case in Los Angeles. The cocky local cop who has no interest in a partner. Yada, yada, yada. CBS has dabbled in these waters before. 2 years ago, won the bidding war for a new incarnation of Beverly Hills Cop. The project went to pilot, but it was not picked up to a series. Hope this one does not get picked up to a series as well. It'd be a disaster. Just my opinion only. Sean, what about Ascension? No word on Ascension being picked up to a series, no word yet. I was told Sci-Fi is very happy with the ratings for it, but so far nothing. I can't believe I've not watched Empire yet. No, I've not watched it. I work, but I'm catching up. Oh, Downton Abbey is fantastic. Poor Edith doesn't want trying to get close to Marigold, her daughter, and the family that has Marigold doesn't want her. You know, you're around the baby too much. Stay away. And the whole thing with Bates is unraveling over killing Green. I think that's going to unravel, but probably by the end of the season. Whole thing with Barrow going through something's wrong with him. Baxter thinks something's wrong. I think he's going through some kind of medical treatment, thinking to cure him being gay. I think he thinks he has nobody has he doesn't have any friends because he's gay. And even Jimmy said to him, I never thought I'd be friends with somebody like you when he left 2 weeks ago. I didn't think I'd be friends with somebody like you. So he thinks because he's gay, he's a hard time making friends and being accepted. No, Barrow, you got to stop being an asshole to people and treat them like crap. Then people start liking you. I thought it was interesting. Carson is in all this kind of, I don't know, purposely, I guess, yeah, he is purposely because he's kind of laughed about Mosley being overwhelmed with work as you're the first footman. He goes, I get too many responsibilities. I don't want the title first footman anymore. So I think Carson purposely overwhelmed him with work. Everybody kind of chimed in. How about Mrs. Patmore and the whole thing about her nephew and all that? She really lay out a line with Robert about Carson. Oh, he doesn't even, nice to show some sympathy towards me, your lordship, over Carson. And Carson standing right there. I just reach over and slap her. Yeah, you bitch. Yeah. And then Bunting, my God, Robert's going to throw her out the window. Do you think it would be a murder mystery at the end? Would they do a cliffhanger a la Dallas? What's her name? A teacher, friend of Branson being killed, and Robert's a suspect because he hated her for political review, for political opinions and all that. Maybe it's what they do, have a big cliffhanger at the end of the season. Man, she'd be found drowned in the pool or something. Who knows what's going to happen? So we'll see. Now Cora's getting mad at Roberts because he's basically brushing her aside, making all the business decisions, but the housing development wants to be put, the developer wants to build some homes on some of the property of the estate. Robert's like, oh, you need to worry about that. Oh, no, Robert, you just wasted all her money years ago. Almost lost her entire fortune a couple years ago on the show. You need her fortune to keep the mansion there, to cry out loud, and your family. So we'll see. How about the proposal? Yes, I think she'll marry Lord Mertrin. Isabel, I think she'll marry Lord Mertrin. She probably will. She'll be probably more wealth and more power than the Countess, than Violet does. So we'll see what happens with that one. So I thought it was a fantastic episode of Downton Abbey. I'm not so much into the other one that went after it, it's Gracie Point, whatever it's called. So we'll see what happens with that. Anyway, so far, so good. So again, my shows, Helix, I'm liking Helix, but I don't think it's going to make it to a third season. I'm really liking Empire on ABC, on ABC on Fox. Excellent. The music's not bad. The violence, the first episode was a little violent. I got that, but they have since toned it down, the violence on the show. That's what else? Agent Carter, which is fantastic as well. Great period series and excellent. Resurrection, I do believe it's not coming back for a third season. It's not doing that well as all. I don't even think Revenge may be brought back. Both these shows are not doing too well at all. I think ABC is going to wait and see how Secrets and Lies does, and also has The American Crime works out for them, which I've seen the pilots of both of those shows. They're both excellent shows. Ryan Phillippe starring in Secrets and Lies, and the other one, American Crime, with Felicity Huffman are in it, as well as a great cast, and a very, very timely series, I believe. I'll watch the Allegiance and see how it does with how it compares and contrasts with the Americans. This is a contemporary, I believe it's going to be a contemporary about sleeper agents in the United States, whereas in Americans, set in the midst of the Cold War. So we'll see how that goes. But anything else before we abandon ship here? On the cable news. Let me see. We could go through the pilots really quick here. Yeah, so we got a few minutes. Let's see here. Go to the dramas, of course. We'll go straight to the dramas. ABC has picked up the pilot for Broad Squad. Inspired by true stories, the drama follows the first four women to graduate from Boston's Police Academy in 1978. The catch? Centers on a gutsy female forensic accountant who exposes fraud for a living and has finally found fulfillment both at work and in love until a case comes along that threatens to turn her world upside down. Shonda Rhimes, of course, this probably make it to a series. I won't watch it. Doesn't sound like something that will get me going. Flesh and Blood. Now, this one looks good. The return of a local politician's young son, formerly presumed dead after disappearing more than a decade earlier, sends shockwaves through this tight-knit family. But as the mysterious young man is welcomed back into his community, the neighbor sitting in jail for his murder is released, and the cop responsible is forced to re-examine what truly happened so many years ago. Now that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? I think so. L.A. Crimes, these are all ABC pilots, a drama, a character-driven true crime procedural that explores sex, politics, and popular culture across various noteworthy eras in L.A. history. Season 1 focuses on two L.A. cops in search for a Bonnie and Clyde-esque serial killer team amidst the rock and roll and coke-infused revelry of the 1980s Sunset Strip. Oh, my God. So, maybe. Mix the dramedy. Explores the realities of modern-day families, multicultural, multigenerational, built through divorces, affairs, and adoptions, set against the backdrop of a revered family restaurant at a crossroads. Of kings and prophets. Now, this one looks good. An epic biblical saga of faith, ambition, and betrayal is told through the eyes of a battle-weary king and power... An epic biblical saga of faith, ambition, and betrayal as told through the eyes of a battle-weary king, a powerful and resentful prophet, and a resourceful young shepherd on a collision course with destiny. Quantico. A group of FBI recruits, all with specific reasons for joining, battle their way through training at the Quantico base in Virginia. As we intercut between their hidden pasts and their present training, we also flash forward to the near future, where one of the recruits will turn out to be a sleeper terrorist, responsible for the most devastating terrorist attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. Oh, my God. I don't know about that one. Runner. Runner's based on a Turkish series called Sun. Lauren Marks believes she is leading a perfect life. A woman's perfect life is ripped apart by one simple twist of fate. To uncover the truth, she must follow a trail of lies that takes her into the world of cartels and the illegal gun trade between the U.S. and Mexico. Wow. So, maybe. We still see about that one. We'll go through the other ones the next time we do a program here on Blog Talk. So, I do thank everybody for listening. We only have 3 minutes left. So I want to cut it short there. So, it felt good being back. Welcome back. Stay on Blog Talk. Don't go anywhere else. I think I'm going to stay here on Blog Talk. I see Nikki. Nikki's back doing her bit here and there. She's been here all along. I've been here for a while and I came back and forth, but I like that my shows are available. Unlike I didn't like that how you have to pay for it and then it disappears. You don't pay for it. It's not watched by enough people. It disappears into the ether at Spreecast. So I didn't like that at all. But anyway, I'm trying to find something to end with. All these old music files. I have to go clear this out, I believe. Somebody else sent it to me. How do you like 42? Is a great, great series. Thank you so much for the recommendation. Oh, you're welcome. I can find a good series. Being able to watch them is another story. But, it's going to be excellent, so I'm glad. So anyway, do thank you all for listening. Join us again next time for Sean Daly on TV. I'm Sean Daly. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good night, happy viewing, and a very pleasant tomorrow. Fleeing the reality celebrity competition, lawyer, buddy TV series genres, the last hope for TV humanity, the Television Man, is on a lonely quest for high concept and dramatic TV series wherever they may be.